is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Outgoing Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Saturday congratulated hardline Judge Ibrahim Raisi, who was heading for a landslide win in Iran's presidential election. With about 28.6 million ballots cast and a low turnout where half the ballots had been counted, Raisi's tally was already at 17.8 million. Raisi, a 60-year-old Shiite cleric who is subject to U.S. sanctions for alleged human rights abuses, have been widely tipped to win the contest thanks to the endorsement of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah al-Khamenei. Raisi's election comes at a critical time. Iran and six major powers are in talks to revive their 2015 nuclear deal. Then U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned the deal in 2018 and reimposed crippling sanctions that have squeezed Iran's oil income. Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that his foreign minister and his defense minister will head the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary elections by placing the foreign minister Sergei Lavrov and defense minister Sergei Shoigu on the list. Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning thus far. Both have substantial popularity for their firm positions on the military and challenges to the West. Being on the party list does not oblige them to take parliament seats if elected. Notably, absent from the list at the party convention was the former president and prime minister who's United Russia's chairman. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters have taken to the streets in more than a score of cities across Brazil as the nation's confirmed death toll from COVID-19 soared past 500,000. It's a tragedy many critics blame on President Jair Bolsonaro's attempt to minimize the disease. Thousands gathered Saturday in Rio de Janeiro waving flags reading "Get Out, Bolsonaro." Other marchers hoisted posters reading 500,000 deaths. It's his fault. Similar marches took place in at least 22 or of Brazil's 26 states. They were promoted by left-wing opposition parties who have been heartened by Bolsonaro's declining poll ratings, with next year's presidential race looming. Pandemic restrictions are falling away almost everywhere in the United States, except inside many of America's nursing homes. Rules designed to protect the nation's most vulnerable from COVID-19 are still being enforced despite widespread vaccination of residents and plummeting infections and deaths. Frustration has set in as families around the country visit their dads for this Father's Day weekend. Family members say limited visitation, physical distancing, and shutdowns make little sense at this stage of the pandemic when the risk is relatively low. They say restrictions meant to keep older people safe are instead prolonging their isolation and accelerating their cognitive, emotional, and physical decline. Authorities say a driver slammed into spectators at the start of a pride parade in South Florida, killing one person and injuring another. Fort Lauderdale mayor says that the pickup truck driver acted like he was part of the Wilton Manor Stonewall Pride Parade, but then suddenly accelerated when he was told he was next, crashing into the victims. The driver was taken into custody. Authorities did not immediately say whether they think the crash was intentional, but the mayor said he believes the crash was a deliberate attack against the LGBTQ community. A member of Uganda's Olympic team has tested positive for the coronavirus and was barred entry into Japan in the first detected infection among arriving athletes for the Tokyo Games opening in 5 weeks. The eight other members of the team left early Sunday by chartered bus for host town Osaka, central Japan, where COVID-19 cases are still being reported. The minister in charge of economic policy said on NHK TV Sunday that the government was looking into what happened with border controls. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.